Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Monday, October 18th, 2021, and hopefully you had a good weekend. I know we sure did around our house. Obviously, Halloween is right around the corner. We watched some movies. My wife and I watched the original Halloween, which was awesome on Saturday night. We've continued to watch Just Beyond, that just very, very cool show on Disney Plus with the kids. We watched, I think we have like two episodes left, so we watched a bunch of them, and one of them was actually pretty scary, kind of creeping my daughter out, which was a lot of fun watching that episode. But also this weekend, and we're going to jump right into it, guys, was the big DC fandom. So many announcements coming out of that. I mean, I couldn't even sit here and do a podcast talking about all of that. But we're going to get to that here in just a few minutes here. But as always, a little bit of housekeeping here. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, M-E-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, go to his email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. One thing I did do this weekend, and I told you we were probably going to be talking about it just one more quick time, and that is I finished Metroid Dread for the Nintendo Switch. And I got to be honest, up to this point, it is my favorite game that I've played here in 2021. The game is incredible. I'm not going to sit here and gush about it again because you've already heard me talk about the show here or talk about the game here on the show multiple times. But it's fantastic. I think I clocked in a little over 9 hours, 9 hours and 5 minutes, I think it was. It shows you at the end when you finish it. And every bit of that was just harrowing, exciting action, just exploring the world that they offered you here in Metroid Dread, from the way Samus moves to the abilities to just the intense boss fights. Every bit of it I just absolutely loved, so much so that the minute I finished it and unlocked hard mode, I jumped right back in. And I finished the first boss already on hard mode. Don't know if I'm going to go all the way through, but I just immediately jumped back in and was having fun. Now, I'm even thinking about going back because I didn't even 100% the game. I think total I was only at like 42% of the items collected and of the map kind of opened up. So I may go back and do that too because it's just fun and feels good to play as Samus kind of running through it. But I can't recommend it enough. If you own a Nintendo Switch, get in there, check that game out. It's incredible. And, you know, I was trying to think like what else is coming out this year that could potentially beat that as my game of the year. I mean, Halo Infinite is really the only one that comes to mind. I mean, you know, I know Guardians will be great, but believe me, it's not going to beat this. Final Fantasy 14 Endwalker probably, but you kind of know what to expect with that, right? And so I think this is it. I really do. You know, just overall, I mean, I've had tons of fun playing on my Switch as well. Actually, even this morning here, I'm recording this a little bit later on in the morning than I normally do. Was playing Skyward Sword on the Switch a little bit. Like I have this need right now. I want to play games on my Switch. Like I've gone so long, and I've talked about that before. I've gone so long not playing games on the Switch. And, you know, I played a lot of Metroid Dread in handheld mode, which I've heard some people kind of complaining about the controls, which the game makes you utilize every possible control or every button on the console or your controller. But I had no problems with it, man. I actually beat it while playing in handheld mode in that final boss encounter. But it's so good. It's so good, man, playing that game on the Switch. But let's move on past that. Enough about Metroid Dread. We'll probably be talking about that on the Patreon episode, I have a feeling. Hopefully, I'll get somebody on there that's played it. But let's talk DC fandom. Obviously, that was the big news coming out of the weekend. And like I said, there were so many announcements at this thing that I don't even know where to begin now. Maybe not all of it was new. I know if you're a big DC fan, some of this probably wasn't new to you, but we did get new tidbits, new teases, new, you know, screenshots, trailers, all that coming out of it. And for somebody like me who kind of, you know, I enjoy a lot of the characters of DC, but I'm not a huge DC nut. You know, I'm much more of a Marvel zombie. I just kind of sat back and enjoyed some of this. I actually came into it about an hour late, which, by the way, this thing was 3.5 hours long, which was pretty crazy to think about. But just the amount of content that they showed was just almost overwhelming. You know, there's no way you could sit here and go through everything that they showed. But let's kick it off with some of the big ones. And obviously the biggest one was the official trailer for The Batman. We got to see Robert Pattinson putting on the cowl and showing just a kind of the tone of what this film is going to deliver. It's set to come out March 4th, 2022. And man, I got to say, like, when it was first announced that he was going to be playing Batman, I was a bit unsure, you know, especially coming off of, you know, the Ben Affleck Batman and, you know, with movies like The Dark Knight and all that. I mean, so many people have played this character. But setting this in the year one kind of time frame when he's kind of new to being Batman is awesome. And kind of seeing the grittiness, I guess is the right way to say it, of the fights and kind of the world that this movie is going to kind of deliver seems like it's going to be great. You know, it's a time frame we've yet to see in the films. And, you know, everything about it, it was just, yes, give me more. You know, I love that, you know, this time frame is going to deliver a Batman that's much more of a mystique to the villains of Gotham, right? And I mean, just from the tone of the trailer, you could tell they're going to deliver that in spades here. And I just can't wait. Can't wait to see it. I mean, you got Catwoman in there. You got Riddler. You got the Penguin in there. Just give me that movie. March 4th actually can't come soon enough because it looks awesome. We also got a little tease of The Rock as Black Adam. I'll be honest, don't know much about Black Adam, but after seeing that trailer and kind of just hearing The Rock talk about it, I can't wait to see it. You know, obviously, you know, Black Adam seems to be an extremely powerful character in the DC universe. And just watching, I guess, I don't know if this was the awakening of Black Adam, kind of that initial tease we got, but seeing The Rock as this character just grab somebody and turn them into dust just shows you the power that this character is going to have. And man, The Rock looked jacked. Oh my God, did he look? I mean, I don't even think he's looked that big. I don't know if it was just the way the lighting was or how greased up they had him. He looked amazing. So that movie is coming out July 29th. And it looks awesome. That movie's going to be great as well. Another big DC movie coming out next year will be The Flash. So we see Ezra Miller as The Flash. Now, the interesting thing about this movie, it is coming out November 4th, but we're also getting Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton as Batman in that. We actually got a nice little tease of Michael Keaton putting back on the suit and kind of at the end of that. But this is going to kind of be more of a multiverse Saya Flash movie, which I think is very cool. So, you know, who knows what other surprises we'll get in there. I personally don't watch the Flash show, but Ezra Miller, I believe he was the one in the Justice League in that, right? He's not the one in the TV show, but hopefully we'll get that actor as well. And then, of course, Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton in this. I'm sure for people who are fans of the show and of The Flash in general, there's going to be a lot there for you. We did get the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Got a nice little trailer, not gameplay, but a kind of a story trailer there. The tone of that game and kind of everything there looks like it's going to be awesome. Of course, this is coming from Rocksteady, the people who've made the Batman Arkham games. And it's been a while, of course, since they have put a game out. So this is a very highly anticipated game. And it's coming to the Xbox Series X and S, as well as PlayStation 5 and PC. So this is a true next-gen game. And I can't wait to see kind of what that game is going to deliver. Because you could just tell from the tone of that, kind of delivering the tone of the movie and all that. That looks like that's going to be awesome. We did get the story trailer for Gotham Knights, yet another video game. This is coming from Warner Brothers Games Montreal. And this looks like it's going to be kind of in that Arkham-style game. However, remember, this is going to feature Batgirl, Nightwing, Robin, and Red Hood. And kind of this open-world action RPG where you can go on and play co-op with friends. Honestly, like as cool as Suicide Squad looks, this is the game that spoke to me the most for a couple reasons. One, I think it's just going to be awesome to play as Nightwing and as Robin and play co-op in that world. And then the story with, you know, the Court of Owls, you know, that's one. Hey, I'm not a huge DC comic book guy, but I've read through those stories in the books. And I mean, just the tone you could tell from what they set here just looks awesome. Like that is one of my most anticipated games for next year. I cannot wait to play that game. It just looks awesome. Now, I believe that's coming to all the consoles. That's just not going to be just a next gen one, but of course there'll be a next gen version of the game. And yeah, it was originally slated, I think, to come out this year, right? But it's been delayed to 2022. So DC fans, you have two epic DC video games to look forward to next year, which looks awesome. Now, we did get a trailer for John Cena's Peacemaker series over on HBO Max. It looks like it's going to carry on from where the Suicide Squad ended off. And you could just tell it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see this. It's going to be debuting January 13th, which is awesome because we're going to be getting some Peacemaker as well as Book of Boba Fett at the same time kind of happening. Obviously, different streaming services. But it's going to be a good time early in the year next year with some things streaming, right? Lots of cool things. Now, for me, the other big thing that they showed was a little glimpse and kind of just hearing the producers and creators talking about it was Batman the Caped Crusader. This is the new Batman the Animated Series on the way, coming to, I think it's a Cartoon Network and HBO Max. Looks like it's going to be awesome. You know, it says, you know, it's going to be new iteration. This is going to be kind of, seems to be kind of like that year one Batman, because they mentioned how, you know, not everybody in town, like Commissioner Gordon and that, really is on board with Batman. They don't know if he's a villain, if he's, you know, if they're going to team up and he actually is somebody working for peace and justice. They don't know yet at that point. So it's going to be a very cool time to kind of explore in the story of Batman that we've kind of yet to see in an animated series. So can't wait for that. You know, this is going to be pretty awesome to see that. And then on top of that, I mean, we had, you know, all the DC television series from Superman and Lois to The Flash to Titans to Batwoman. So many just things like that. Plus, on top of that, countless DC animated shows, you know, from the Injustice movie, which just looks awesome. Which, seeing that trailer and kind of seeing what happens to that, I don't want to spoil in case anybody doesn't know, but got me to read the comic. I'm on issue like 16 right now of the Injustice comic. I was kind of reading that yesterday as I was kind of watching football. It just so much DC content. You know, I could see if you're a DC fan, you get a lot of good things kind of on the way. And, you know, me as somebody who just kind of, you know, dabbles in a lot of it. There was a lot there that I was like, man, like I want to watch that. I want to read this. I want to see that. Lots of cool things from DC fandom coming out of there. So that's going to be it for me, guys. Let me know what you thought of DC fandom. Did you watch? Did you look at just the headlines? What has you excited? Let me know. Hit me on Twitter at Marturka, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. Or, of course, email the show, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. I would love to know what got you excited from DC fandom. So that's it, guys. So, you know, as always, tomorrow we'll be back. I'm sure we'll have some good stories, some fun things to talk about then. So until then, have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you next time.